Lesson 5, friends. Adverbs. That one. Apne, gone, also means always. Gan, masih. Gan, masih, not yet. Ihtikin. Oh yeah, that's right. Ma, ween. Probably. Oh, zam. Too much because. Unzam, we pa. Too early. We pa, early. Suffixes. Bun, gone. Not here anymore. Nouns. I will say the singular form in the translation, then I will say the plural form in the translation. Anishinaabe, native man. Anishinaabek, native men. Anishinaabekwe, native woman. Anishinaabekwek, native women. Gichimokuman, American. Gichimokumanak, Americans. Gichimokumanak, United States of America. We se ne we ga mik, restaurant. We se ne we ga mikun, restaurants. 5-1, numbers 11 to 19. To count the teen numbers, do the following. Mita so ashe bezik, 11. Mita so ashe knees, 12. And so on with the rest of the numbers. Verbs. Ta kushin, is arriving. Ki keto, speaks. Telephones. Ki washkwe bi, is drunk. Che ki kam me ki se, is having fun. I je se, that happens to him, her or it. Blank I je se, it is blank o'clock. Noon des kate, is hungry. Blank is ita, lives at. Transitive verbs. O gan no nan, anus, speak to him or her. Phrases. Ta nus, speak to him or her. 5-2, focus verbs. You have seen four verbs so far that have blanks in front of them. Blank, izinikazo. Blank, izita. Blank, onji. And blank, awa. The blank indicates that a word should be placed where the blank is. For instance, John, izinikazo. His name is John. For want of a better term, they will be called focus verbs. They require other information to make them function in a sentence. The other filling in word to make a complete is always in front of it. Adverbs may be placed in between the filling in word and this verb. Example, Polly Esther Ijinikazo. Her name is Polly Esther. Winnipeg is ta Laura. Laura lives in Winnipeg. USA Kape Aya Joe. Joe is still in the USA. Kanora Unji Unjiba Bob. Bob is from Kanora. He would not say Ijinikazo Karen. No, not any more than you'd say in English, Karen, her name is. Activity 1. Practice learning this verb form by using everyone's name in the classroom. Molly Wood is in caso away equia. The woman's name is Molly Wood. Russia Isita Kelly Thomas. Kelly Thomas lives in Russia. Washington, D.C. Onzipa Dorian Hill. Dorian Hill is from Washington, D.C. 5-3. Ban, noun suffix. The suffix is put at the end of the name of deceased individuals or kinship terms. Mary Ban, Mary who has passed on. Nimama Ban, my mother who is not with us anymore. 5-4. Conjunct verb form. This verb form is called the conjunct verb form. In some grammar books, this form is also called the subjunctive. You learn to use this form already in lesson 2. Fluent speakers use this form all the time in conversation. It is used especially in forming questions that request information. What's your name? Example, it is so common that you had better learn it right now. It's also used to construct a clause in a sentence. Gispin, wapa minan, hika, meanin, owe. If I see you, I will give you this. Conjugating the conjunct form for the verb. Gispin, ikito, yan. If I say, ikito, ying. You say, ikito, ta. He says, Ikito yang. We exclusive, you say. Ikito ying. We inclusive, you say. Ikito yek. You people say. Ikito what, they say. Don't stop here yet, it's not over yet. Read further for other information. Remember that these are phrases that are very frequently used, so it's best to learn them the best that you can. It's the foundation of your future conversation. 5-5. Focus verbs in the conjunct form. When the focus verb blank o-ti-ba blank i-sita, etc. are used in the conjunct form, the following changes occur. Number one, the initial O in unje or unje pa changes into we. Number two, the initial I in I dida, the initial A in aya changes into E. Unje. Jiba. Win chit. Win jipa. I shita. I shita. Focus verbs in conjunct form. Andi e ya yan. Where am I? Andi e ya ying. Where are you? Ande eyat, where is he? Ande eya yang, where are we? Exclusive you. Ande eya ying, where are we? Inclusive you. Ande eyat, where are you people? Ande Eya, what? Where are they? Some sentences that most commonly used. An ekituyan, what are you saying? An ekituyek, what are you people saying? An ekitut, What's he or she saying? An e kituat, what are they saying? An e sinika zo yen, what's your name? An e sinika zo yek, what are your names? Anin e sinika zut, what's his or her name? An e sinika zo wat, what are their names? Ande ese tai yen, where do you live? Ande ese tai yek, where do you people live? Ande ese tat, where does he or she live? Ande ese ta wat, where do they live? Ande wenji yen, wenji bai yen, where are you from? Ande wenji yek, wenji bai yek, where are you people from? Ande wenjit, wenji pan, where is he or she from? Ande wenji wat, wenji pa wat, where are they from? Ande e sai yen, where are you going? Ande e sai yek, where are you people going? Ande e zat, where is he or she going? Ande e sa wat, where are they going? Activity 2. Using pictures of famous places, ask each other the where question singly or in pairs, so you'll ask and answer differently. 5-6. Making the past tense. To make the past tense, insert ki between any personal prefix and the root verb as shown below. Ne, ki, ki we, I went home. Ki, ki, ki we, you went home. Ki, ki, we, he or she went home. Ne, ki, ki, we min, we, exclusive you, went home. Ki, 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 we min, we, inclusive you, went home. Ki, 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 wem, you people went home. Ki, ki, we wak, they went home. It's important that you know vowel length by this time. Note the difference in meaning a long vowel makes. Ki, ki, we, you're going home. He went home. Here are some more examples of the past tense. He been de game na. Did you people go inside? Ne gi noon deska de min. We were hungry. 5-7. Making the future tense. Making the future tense is very much the same as making the past tense. Relax. Your future is not going to be made tense by this grammatical feature. Simply substitute ki with ga for the first and second person and da for the third person as shown below. It is written na ga ki we, but you'll find that fluent speakers pronounce like this, kiwe. As you're learning, don't forget to include that initial N. Ne ka kiwe, I will go home. Ke ka kiwe, you will go home. Da kiwe, he or she will go home. Ne ga kiwe min, we will go home but not you. Ke ga kiwe min, we will go home including you. Ke ga kiwem, you people will go home. Ta kiwe wak, they will go home. 5-8. What time is it? You know the numbers from 1 to 12 now. There's a longer version of asking for the time, which is written out in lesson 22. This is a shorter and long slang version. Examples. An e sisek. What time is it? E sik is a se. It is 1 o'clock. Niwin is a se. It is 4 o'clock. Dialogue. We ka na ke kanu na. Do you ever talk to him? Kawin kusha we ka niwap ma si. I never see him. Dibish. Eh ya gwen. I wonder where he is. Dibisa. I wonder. Dialogue. Anis ka. What happened to the dog? Apanesha ki pi chipizo. He got run over. Ami apane. He's gone for good. Ami apane zomin. Reason's gone for good. Me the kin ka is ka zut. Oh yeah, what was his name? Jomin raisin. Jomin ibun raisin bun. Dialogue. Anin is a ace is sick. What time is it now? Aza. Midaso is a say. It is 10 o'clock now. Me aza ki ma zayan. I think it's time for me to go now. Unzam weba. It's too early. Me nawa sa ki ka wa pamin. I'll see you again soon. Hausa. Okay then. Dialogue. Aza. Na ki ta kusin. Did he arrive yet? Kawin kusa masi. No, not yet. Ande ka unje ki kitot. Where did he call from? Ke che moko man king. From the States.